Let's head back to the Brickyard for more of the Indianapolis 500 special with Nick Bonsanto, broadcasting live courtesy of Firestone Racing.
Hey, and welcome back. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's Indy 500 week. Pumped up for being here. The folks are here, and I am very, very honored to have with us on the program right now a man who, I know when you think Indy, you think of this, you think the name. And that's for sure Al Unser Jr. with us. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on.
I mean, you know, Al, I remember, I'm probably in your age category because I'm, okay. I remember, your heyday. I mean, what are your memories of Indianapolis 500? I mean, you've got some good ones.
I got a lot of memories, some good, some bad, but, most of them were all good. You know, my memories, first time I saw it, I was, 8 years old. My dad during the summer, Georgetown in 16th, just seeing the grandstands from the outside, and they just look so big, and then coming in here, coming in the track, and when I was young like that, and being with Foyt and Mario and Johnny Rutherford and Gordon Johncock, dad and Uncle Bobby, and it just it was awesome. It was great. And then when I got old enough to finally come here and race, those were all dreams of mine that just came true, and it was just totally awesome.
I mean, now you mentioned, your family, you've got a long life. Your father edged you out one year, didn't he?
My father edged me out of a lot of races. come on now.
I was being polite. I wanted you to take the lead. I didn't want to say your dad whooped you a few times. I didn't want to do that. I was trying to be nice.
No. He did a lot of races. And so, but then later on, we were able to return the favor to him. It all worked out.
And you mentioned Bobby as well. When you were younger, a lot of us. I know this. Sometimes we don't always want to listen to Dad or Mom. Mm-hmm. Did Bobby have a key role in you when you got started in racing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Uncle Bobby was a big asset. I mean, I really paid attention to my father and listened to my father. And truly, when my dad, because we're competitors, Uncle Bobby had retired from racing by the time I started at Indy, and so Dad had to go race, and he's a competitor,
right.
Let's face it. And so when my father wasn't there, when I had questions and so on, my Uncle Bobby was, and so I tapped in on all of that history and knowledge.
Talking with Al Unser Jr. here on the program in front of the Firestone Garage here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Now, one of the things I remember growing up that IndyCar used to get a lot of exposure. I remember Y World of Sports used to be there a lot. Didn't you win ABC's Y World of Sports? Didn't you win their Athlete of the Year?
I did. 1994.
Yeah.
Yep. We won their Athlete of the Year, and that was a huge honor.
Yeah.
And it was something that I kind of looked at it with basketball, football. Hockey, baseball, all of that kind of stuff.
Cliff diving that they used to do.
All of it, and I'm going, you're choosing me to be the Athlete of the Year, but yeah, it was a great honor, and it was something that I really think put a shining light on auto racing. That we are not daredevils, we are actual athletes that get out there and work hard, train hard, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and that you actually went right into where I wanted to go with the question. I mean, there are many people in the world that don't think a race car driver is an athlete. What goes into being a driver that actually is the athletic endeavor? And what would you tell people?
Well, try running 220 mile an hour and turning left. I mean,
and not hit something.
Exactly. Well, if you hit something, everything's over with. But no, our heart rates are up 180 to 200 beats a minute the entire time we're out there, and so you have to train for that. Once they started doing tests on us when we were actually driving the car, our heart rates and the fluid that we're using, they compared it to a bicyclist.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's pretty much what it's about, where, you know, when you think about what we're doing, we're sitting in a car, our feet are working the pedals, the steering is really the most heavy that, that we have to do, so the bicyclist, his legs are doing all the work, and in racing, it's your upper body that's doing all the work, but, you know, you got to train for it, and it's all about cardiovascular stuff. So,
Al Unser Jr. with us. What's the hard, when you're in the car for a 500-mile race like this, what's the most difficult part of the race on you physically?
Here at Indy, it's really not about so much the physical, more mental, because we're running 220 miles an hour for 2.5 hours to almost 3 hours, and so you're actually not doing a whole lot physically, but it's all mental. The concentration has to be there, and any lapse at all will cause, you know, an accident or anything like that. So.
Now, we asked Mario Andretti this question, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. Anybody who's ever been in any sport has that one guy or that one team that is, you know, your nemesis in that. Now, and it's not out of a dislike, it's of a respect. Mm-hmm. So when you were driving, who was the one guy that you respected so much, but in the back of your head there was always that little voice going, boy, how great would it be if he caught the flu and couldn't race this week? You know? I mean, there's always that one guy.
Okay, that one guy, I'd start with Michael Andretti. And then I'd go to Bobby Rahal. And I'd go to Rick Mears. I mean, these guys were there day in and day out, and they were the ones that you had to outrun in order to win the race. And so it wasn't just one guy.
Right.
It might be Michael at this race, but then the next race it'd be Bobby Rahal. And then the next race it'd be Rick Mears. Mm-hmm. And then it'd bounce back and forth. And so it just wasn't just one guy, you know. A lot of people ask me about racing my father.
Yeah.
And did I concentrate on him? And I've always said, if I concentrated on my dad, then six guys would go around me on the other side, you know. And so I really had to. You got to look at the whole thing, and really, it comes. It became about the car, the who's ever in front of you, whatever car that is. Mm-hmm. You needed to pass it in order to win the race.
Sure, sure.
Al Unser Jr. with us here on the program. Al, you know, Unser, you've been around the race game a long time. The family has been involved. Your dad, you, and you've got son getting going in this now as well?
No, not at this point.
Not
right
at
now.
This point.
You know, it all has to do with sponsorship and so on. And my son would love to be out here, of course. He'd love to be out here. But at this time, we just haven't been able to raise the funds to go out and do it.
Well, and you mentioned the funds. I mean, I think a lot of people, I mean, I know they see all the advertising on, you know, on the cars and et cetera, but the money is important. I mean, you can't do this without money.
You can't do it. That's right. And so, the sponsorship, corporate America, is the one main link with all the drivers, all the teams. They have to have that support from the sponsorship to get out here and compete.
Yeah. Al, let me ask you this. The race coming up Sunday, I mean, is there a driver or two you're watching, or is it the whole field?
It's the whole field. It's the whole field. But I was just talking to my buddy. I kind of like Dixon.
Do you?
I really do.
Okay.
He put it on the pole, and most winners have come from that starting position. So, and he's a past winner, plenty of experience, Ganassi Racing, Target Car. It's the whole package is there, and so is Scott.
Hey, we've been chatting with Al Unser Jr. here on the program. Al, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. I know the folks hanging around here hitting you up for the autographs, but it's always fun, I bet.
No worries. You betcha. Always fun to come to Indy. I mean, Indy is it's life to me and my family, and we always enjoy it.
Well, I thank you so much for giving us time on the program. Al Unser Jr. with us here, my friends, and we will come back with more live from Indianapolis Motor Speedway to the Nick Bonsanto Show on the Sports Byline USA Network.